prayer. If you click on the slide here on the website, it'll bring up a slide that shows you all the different people that we know about that we're lifting up in prayer. But also take a time to think about things. What is prayer? You know, it's one of God's promises that He said, I want to talk to you and you can talk to me. And one of the promises I think about lately is there's been so much talk around the rainbow and this color and that color. Well, I think that the answer really lies in Genesis chapter 9, verse 16. It said, whenever the rainbow appears, I will remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures. So prayer is something that God promised us that we can have, but then also the rainbow, which is one of God's promises. Because the Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become here on earth. And the every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil at the time. And there's a lot of wickedness and evil in the day and time that we live in too. But if we can look at the rainbow, then we can remember that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world to forgive us for all of our sins. So we pray. And God set a rainbow in the clouds, a symbol of biblical hope. And as He promised, never to destroy the world again by a flood. So today, as we think about prayer, and as we think about our relationship with God, just think about this. No matter what you or I face in this life, we can be assured, blessed assurance of God's presence and faithfulness. So I hope and pray that you take time to talk to God, because He really wants to talk to you also. And He has given us a prayer, a model prayer, if you would, for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Well, God loves you. And so do we, and we always are constantly keeping our congregation here at Bethel in prayer. And hope and pray that you continue to keep Bethel in prayer, too. Have a blessed day.